right, we're back. It is Friday, August 29th here on the show. And I get it. It's football season. We've got a loaded slate of college football, but we're going to pepper in a little Major League Baseball because games are still happening. It is a big time of year for some of these divisional races. So that's what this segment's going to be about. And listen, if you're like, we want all football, Chelsea, don't worry. Next segment, we will be back on our football picks. So just stick around. We'll get back to college football. But Jenks, I was just thinking to myself, I was like, okay, who's the most like football guy pitcher today? And I like immediately landed on like Paul Skeens. I bet he would have been like a great quarterback. I feel like he has like the right mindset, the pinpoint accuracy. So I wonder if he ever played football along the way. Like, probably not, because I feel like people specialize so much these days. But, like, you think of guys like Aaron Judge. Of course, like, he's built like a football player. Same goes with, like, Giancarlo Stanton. But we just don't really see that as much. Like, we see guys like maybe Shohei Ohtani, generational player playing, you know, both sides of the coin. But you don't see the dual sport athletes anymore. Like, who was the last one? Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
And he didn't do it very well.
No. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Kyler Murray is probably the guy. I mean, he almost played baseball, but that's a, you know, that's kind of a dying breed. Things are so specialized now when you go into one particular sport, which I understand. It's kind of the way things have evolved, but you know, people forget, like Deion, for example, is the one that comes to mind who was just so good at. But Bo Jackson was also probably number one. I mean, when he played football and baseball, like he was Hall of Fame level at both, and Deion was great. But it's kind of a lost time. Maybe we'll see it again. But I mean, Deion used to take helicopters from football games to the baseball game to play for the Braves, which is a crazy concept to think about. But he used to do it.
Yeah, so when you see Shadur rolling up to the stadium with an entourage, like, think about the way he was brought up. Like, he just doesn't know any better. Like, this was his life. Like, imagine being a child and, like, this is what your dad's doing. Like, this is the only way of life you know, so you can't blame Shadur for some of this. But I will say, also get, like, a tinge of jealousy because think about LSU fans getting Paul Skeens and Joe Burrow within the span of, what, 5 years? Like, that's two generational athletes that you had on your campus that led you to, like, I can't remember if Paul Skeens won a national championship. If he didn't, they were definitely up there. But, like, Joe Burrow is one of the best college quarterbacks of all time. And you get two of these guys? Like, meanwhile, I'm watching NC State almost lose to ECU. I don't know. Must be nice.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that is one of the advantages of going to, you know, sort of a blue blood school or whatever.
Big school.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at Texas, you have Bijan, obviously Vince is a legend. Then you have like Glenn Powell show up, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, and so you have these big time players. Now you have Arch Manning. I mean, obviously that's a huge name. So every now and then you get lucky and you say, oh my God, I can hang on to these guys forever.
Yeah. One last thing before we get to baseball. Did you see where Glenn Powell is starring in like a quarterback movie? It's either a movie or a series. And he's been practicing with Peyton and Eli. And they've been, like, working on his throwing motion. Have you seen this?
No.
I need to look this up more, but it's very interesting because I think sports movies, especially, like, quarterback movies, can be kind of difficult because people can tell if you aren't a quarterback.
Totally.
Like, we've seen all those, highlight reels or low-light reels of, like, Disney Channel quarterbacks, and their throwing motion is just terrible. So I'm interested to see how Glenn Powell approaches this role. But he is getting help from Eli and Peyton, which obviously those are good teachers. All right, Jenks, let's look at the slate today in Major League Baseball. And if you are betting on baseball, the king of the big swing is making the best day of the week even sweeter. Here's how you can knock a bomb of a bonus bet into your account on Fridays throughout the season. Place your first home run bet of the day, parlays now included, minimum $10 bet on player or players, and if they have the longest home run of the day, win your share of $50,000 in bonus bets. No opt-in necessary. Just apply your Big Fly Fridays qualifying token dropped into your account to use on the first player or players you take to hit a home run every single Friday. I will say for us, most of the time, the handicap starts with pitchers And that's how it was for me today. So the circle of trust has gotten a lot smaller since we've had some of these injuries. But Ranger Suarez is pitching. Man, has he been good lately. And also he's pitching for the Phillies, who just put an absolute beatdown on the Braves last night. So the Phillies look like one of the plays for me today. On the money line, though, the price is a little steep there, minus 185. You could take a look at the run line in the full game or in the first five, but I do think I like the full game better. Total of 9 runs. Meanwhile, it's Bryce Elder who gets the ball for Atlanta. He is 5-9 with a 6.12 ERA. Jenks, this had to be one of the first plays you looked at.
Oh, totally. I'm absolutely taking the Phillies on the run line here, which you can get a plus money, and I need some plus money after yesterday's debacle. But Ranger Suarez is great. Bryce Elder also is a guy you just want to fade. I didn't realize he's from Decatur, Texas. I saw that yesterday. He used to play Decatur in high school. They're pretty good. Also, he faced the Phillies earlier this season at Citizens Bank Park. Got crushed. It was his worst outing of the season. 9 earned over 2 innings and a 13-0 loss. Ranger Suarez has been really good recently, 2 earned in 13 2/3. Also, going back to Bryce Elder for a second, his ERA away from Atlanta is 5.25, and we saw the Phillies just explode last night in their win. And it's crazy, too, how the Phillies bats just go ice cold on the road, but when they're at home, man, they just heat up. Schwarber went for 4 long balls last night. I'm taking Philly on the run line today.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber had a chance to hit 5 home runs last night.
Crazy.
He was going against a position player pitching in his last at bat, but unfortunately, he popped out. Didn't get home run number 5. I think the guy was throwing a fastball of like 59 or something like crazy like that. But we talk about in baseball how sometimes the result the night before doesn't have an impact on the next game because like it's a separate set of variables where you have different starting pitchers. But here's why last night's loss is going to crush Atlanta, I think, in tonight's game, is because Cal Quantrill, starter for Atlanta, only went 3 1/3, and they had to use 3 other pitchers, had to really exhaust their long guy, and also they had a position player pitching at the end of this game. So when your bullpen is already worn down and you have somebody who looks like he's probably not going to go long in this game, this is when that starts to accumulate. And I don't think it's a great thing when you're going against this Phillies team that put a 19 spot on you last night and also a team that needs these wins right now. They're standing atop the NL East, but we know that Mets series made it closer for the Mets, who are now only a few games back of the Phillies. So these are meaningful games for the Phillies, and I do think Ranger Suarez is more than worthy of your trust. So I'm going to go with the Phillies run line as well. Looking down the card, speaking of pitching matchups, this is a good one. Shane Bieber, fresh off the injured list and had a great start in his first one coming back, goes for Toronto today. Blue Jays minus 140 home favorites against the Brew Crew, who are starting Freddie Peralta, who's 5-5 despite a 2.68 ERA. Total of 7.5 in this one. Jenks, I was thinking either a full game under or a first 5 under. Would you talk me off of it?
No. I think probably the way to go here, right? I mean, Peralta's great. Bieber has looked really good. And, God, I'm so bummed we had... I keep going back to yesterday's bets. I can't believe we had first 5 under in the Cubs and Giants, and we got a push there, and then the under hit for the game. But whatever. I have to move on, Chelsea. I have to move on. Yeah, I like that play a lot. I honestly don't necessarily mind the full game under. It just depends on how you want to play it. But when you have 2 quality pitchers like this, and again, Bieber looked really good, you know, finally getting healthy, I think either one is a good call.
Yeah, you can get under 8 for minus 130, or you can go first 5 under 4 for minus 110. So I think either of those are good options. The one sabotage factor, though, is these are 2 good lineups.
Yeah.
And I will say if anybody is capable of touching up even really good pitchers, it's both of these teams. But still, I think I trust the pitchers a little bit more. And plus, if you get an 8 in this game, I think that's pretty solid. So I will add that to the card in some regard, either first 5 or full game. All right, Jenks, free roll here. Is there another game that you wanted to talk about, you think that's interesting, or something you have a play on?
I'm going to go Mets on the run line, and maybe I'm stretching myself a little bit here. They're at home, and they're hosting the Marlins. You get Yuri Perez going up against Jonah Tong, and I don't know if, unless you're a hardcore Mets fan, if many people are familiar with him, but this guy is going to be a stud. Like, he is a rookie. This is his first ever major league start. And normally, I don't like betting on guys making their first ever major league starts. But if you look at what he's done in the minors, like, the only reason why he hasn't been called up sooner is because of Kodai Senga. And they finally decided, all right, they need a sixth starter this week. So they're bringing him up. He leads the minors in strikeouts this season with 162. In 20 starts, he's 8-5 with a 1.59 ERA. Like, he's an absolute stud. He's a kid, but we saw Noah McClain make his debut with the Mets and have a lot of success earlier this week. And so I feel like there's going to be a buzz at Citi Field with another rookie making his debut, and he's just as good. So I'm going to take the Mets on the run line at plus 135.
Right, and this is the split that you want to take the Mets. Like, they have one of the most severe home run splits in all of baseball. So you want to play them at home. They're 44-25 this year, but 26-37 away from Citi Field. So if you're playing the Mets, you want to play at home. And also when they're favorites, 54-38. So when they're getting credit in the market, usually they come through. If you like the pitching matchup, and also the bats have been very good at home. And plus, they have a little bit of momentum coming off that big series win against the Phillies. So I do like that one as well. All right, let's take a look at maybe some other games. I understand people want to get to football. But there were a couple other ones that I did consider for like a quick minute. I don't think that they're going to make the card for me, though. I was looking at the Rays and Nationals, maybe an over in that game, just because I trust the Rays offense, and Mitchell Parker, I think, is going to give up some runs. I also think Tampa Bay is a pretty solid price at minus 145. I don't think the Nationals are quite in win now mode necessarily. Or you could look at the Angels and the Astros, Christian Javier going for the Strohs, but they're minus 175. And I'll say this, Jenks, the Angels are one of those teams that I'm almost afraid to fade at this point. Because I think they're pretty scrappy. Their offense is pretty decent, but they do have Tyler Anderson going, who is 2-8. But what about fading the Twins today? You can get San Diego at a pretty decent price at minus 125. Are you interested in this game? Can you make a case for the Padres, or do you look at Nestor Cortez and say, no, thank you, please?
I thought about this game. This is one of those games where, of course, you want to handicap it, but ultimately, I think this is about price. And so when you get the Padres this cheaply and you get a Twins team, which has been completely fadeable since the trade deadline, why wouldn't you take it just on principle alone? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it almost makes me skeptical, because I'm thinking, what am I missing here? Because, Minnesota has been a team that we have faded on the regular here on the show as of like the trade deadline, just because they have traded away so many people. Plus, it's Zebby Matthews going today, who hasn't had good numbers, and he also hasn't lasted long in these games. Like, last game against a pedestrian White Sox offense, gave up 4 earned runs in 4 2/3. So you also have to trust the bullpen of the Twins as well, which I am not keen to do. San Diego has a much better bullpen, which, remember, they went out and got some arms at the trade deadline. Maybe the only thing going against the Padres here is that they haven't been good away from home, 32-37 this year. But as favorites, they're 41-27. So again, they have performed when they have been minus money on the card. So I think San Diego has a very good chance of making my card today as well.
I think I'm going to add it. I'm going to go big card again. I'm just going
to
come in
on Monday.
I
think we both have to.
You have to, right? You just got to go for
it. We're chasing.
We're definitely doing what you should do. We're definitely chasing today. No question. I'm just like adding stuff to the card. I'm like, whatever. Let's do it. It's Friday.
But I at least feel good about like the baseball plays, because I understand it's fun and exciting to like make a big card of college football bets. But in baseball, we have such a large sample size of data to work with. And I understand that was not a sexy sentence, and that's not something that gets the people going, as opposed to college football is back. But I do feel more confident in my baseball plays right now, as opposed to like any sport that's at the start of their season. I always feel cautious.
Oh, 1,000%, right? I mean, when you have this much to look at, then it just helps you. Like, you can only look at, you can only project so much when it comes to college football, for example, right? Especially with the new names, and you can say, oh, I think this is what's going to happen. But in baseball, like, you are who you are at this point in the season. Of course, you'll see some, you know, some crooked numbers or some things you don't expect just because that's how the sport works. That's how betting works. But ultimately, I still feel, despite a subpar week, more comfortable with baseball just because I know exactly where to go, exactly who I'm looking at, and exactly the teams involved and sort of their MO at this time of year.
Yeah, and especially because baseball is such a numbers-based game. Like, even the front offices have guys who are just, like, numbers nerds. And I feel like it's not really that way with college football. Like, maybe you can argue, like, the NFL is going more analytical-based. But, like, at the end of the day, like, when you have a quarterback that's, like, really good, like, what numbers are you going to look at to, like, go against, like, Lamar Jackson in a regular season game? Sometimes the eye test matters a little bit more, I feel like, in football. All right, coming up next, speaking of football, you've waited long enough. It's time to get back to our college plays. We've got parlays galore, Double D's D-Gen Parlay, and the Squad Parlay. Come your way next here on the Daily Tip.